Now, apparently there's something in the air in Twinbrook. Let's find out what's happening and what's causing it. James Weir called us about this. Morning to you, James.
All right, Stephen, how you doing?
How are you doing today, James?
I'm all right, Stephen.
Good
not
man.
Too bad.
You sound like
cold,
my type of man. You sound like my type of guy, James.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'll scare
Why
you.
Why not, Stephen?
Just because you're lively. And I can tell you've got a bit of spunk about you. You've got a bit of personality about you.
Aye, I do, aye. Bit of spark.
Yes. It's a better word. Right, what's going on, James?
Stephen, I spoke to one of the producers in Freddy. It's just in regards to just what you said. A bad smell up in the Twinbrook area. And it's really, we believe that it's something to do with the factories, or one particular factory out beside us. Now, this has been going on for well over a year now, and it's just got worse and worse.
What's the smell like?
It's like a damp smell. A damp smell, damp socks. That's what it smells like within the air.
Dirty
and it's
socks?
Something trivial. Yep, it's something trivial of what you're speaking about this morning. But it could be something bigger than what it actually is because, I mean, people with all health different health conditions like COPD and things like that, you know, that kind of smell, I'm sure, would affect their lungs in such a way.
Well, now we need to be careful, don't we? Because we can't start scaring people when we've no evidence. We've no evidence that this is affecting anybody's health. But tell me about the smell.
It's been raised to the council. So it has. It's been raised to local councillors within the area.
Yep.
I believe that the council's investigating it.
That's right.
They wanted people to phone in every time this smell comes.
Really?
The area.
Phone who?
Phone the council and let them know when the smell's within the area. The smell is constantly within the area.
Come on, how widespread is this smell in Poglas? How widespread?
It goes as far up as Poglas, Lagmore and Poglas. And that's on a bad day where...
All over?
Yes, on a bad day where it's windy. I say to your producer on Friday, it's me, or on Thursday, if one of you's come up, you'll understand what we're talking about. People can't even keep their doors open, Stephen. It's that bad.
Oh, come
people
on, it's not that bad.
I'm telling you now, Stephen. I'm telling you now. It's that bad. It is that bad. There's something going on with one of them factories that is causing this within the
well,
area.
Well, again, that's your... Hold on now. Hold on. That's your speculation. We don't know that to be true.
Well, what else could it be? I believe that there's been correspondence from local councillors with the factories. We haven't had an update. Residents within the area hasn't had an update of what them correspondence have been. I believe that the council is also under the factories. Again, we've had no update on what that is or what they're saying. I mean, this goes widespread, you know. And I said
there couldn't be. Listen, because I'm wondering, are you exaggerating here? There couldn't be a smell all over Poglas and Twinbrook.
On a bad day, Stephen, where it's windy, that smell goes the whole way up the Poglas. I'm telling you now.
Of dirty socks?
Of dirty, damp socks. That's what it smells like. It is absolutely horrific.
How do you know what dirty, damp socks smell like?
Well, smelt yours.
Now, 0330 80 55 55. I want, if you live in the Poglas Twinbrook area, maybe you work around there, and you want to tell me what your thoughts are. Have you noticed anything similar to what James is talking about here? And how long has this been going on for?
Now, Stephen, I'm not off my head or anything. I'm telling you the truth. It's the God honest truth. This has been going on. It's got worse over the last year, but there's always been a smell within the area because I know you're going to say it, but it is because of the factories. Because of the factories that are out the back of us, there always has been. But over the last year, it's got worse. It has got worse. I mean, it was that bad. My mother died 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, James.
4 weeks ago.
Oh, for goodness
sake. And we couldn't even keep the back door open because the dirty smell was coming through the house. When people were calling in, we had to close the door. That's how bad it is.
Here's
an exaggeration. That's how bad it is.
Oh my God. Well, first of all, I'm sorry you lost your mom, James. Jared writes to me and he says, this guy's right. There's a bad damp smell in Twinbrook. He said, I thought it was the carpet in my car. It smells like a damp towel.
Can you? It is absolutely disgusting, Steve. And I said to the producer...
And how long did you tell me this has been going on for?
This has been going on for over a year. Now, my father told me during the week there, he says, James, he says, there's always has been a bad smell within this area. And there has. And I know you keep going to correct me when I say it's the factories, but it is the factories.
Now, hold on.
Proof. I have no
hold
proof.
Hold on. Right, right.
No proof.
Now, will you behave? Now, listen all to right. me. Listen right. to me. Because we can't. I'm trying to keep you right, safe okay. and me safe and okay. the BBC safe and all of that, right?
Okay.
So we have no evidence.
I have no money, Stephen, so it's all right.
Right, right. Well, hold
they
on.
They can sue you. I'm sure you have plenty.
Right. So let's take this seriously, okay?
All right.
So we have no evidence whatsoever that it's any of the factories. None.
Okay.
Absolutely none.
Right.
And what people should do is wait until there is a proper investigation.
Okay.
Now, we did contact the Montupet factory. A spokesperson mm-hmm. for the Montupet factory has told the Nolan Show that they do not believe the smell is coming from them. And
right.
they're working with Belfast, Lisburn and Castlereagh councils to find the source of the smell. Belfast City Council, they say that they are in a position to confirm that there is now an ongoing investigation into the smell.
Telling you.
There's a smell investigation.
Obviously.
And they say that they're liaising with Lisburn and Castlereagh City Council, as well as the Northern Ireland Environment Agency, to identify the source of the smell and to take action to have the smell abated.
Well,
they don't use the word smell. They say odour. I say smell.
Well,
they say
yeah,
odour.
Well, clearly it must be it must be going out towards the Murray, Clayton, sort of Lisburn area, if Lisburn Council are not involved in it, out towards the Seymour Hill area. So obviously them people within that area are smelling the similar smell as what everyone else has to endure in
and it's really
area.
Pungent, is it?
I'm telling you, it is absolutely disgusting. I said to the producer, go up, and once you go on that Creighton Road,
well, we should send
the four-laner, I'm telling you, you'll smell it straight away.
Well, Vinny smells like a perfume shop, so we should send him up and some of the...
Be able to get a whiff of it.
Emmanuel, good morning.
Stephen, good morning. God bless you. Listen, what that guy's saying there is true. And I've noticed it weeks and weeks ago, and I thought it was dead leaves. You know, the trees that the drop of leaves on them and all the rest of that?
Yes.
And that's what I thought it was, dead leaves. And it smells like dead leaves, damp cloth sort of way, you know. And I even get into my daughter's car at one late night and said, have you a damp cloth in here or something? She says, no, Daddy. So he's right in what he says, you know, and it's particular at night, you get that smell floating about all over the place.
And does it catch in
so
your
I
throat?
I don't know where it's come from, factories, or there's a tip up there and mold glass and whatnot, you know, but I'm not pointing the finger. But I don't know where it's coming from, but he's right in what he says, it's been going on.
And is it really bad, like, does it catch in your throat?
You know what I mean? I love to open the window at night before I fall asleep, take a deep breath, don't I?
You what?
But it's pungent, you know.
Uh-huh. So you've got this stage now where you can't open your window like you used to.
No, I
well, that's not funny, is it?
No, it's not funny at all. No.
I'll drive up after work today and put the window down.
Well, you're quite welcome to, you know what I mean?
Really?
But as I say, it's mostly at night there, you know, when it gets heavy in the air, you know?
You've brought up a really interesting issue here, James, because you know if this was a chemical that you could see rolling along
exactly,
the ground
Stephen.
Or something, people would be distraught.
Because
it's in the air, we need to know what it is. It needs to be checked. If you're right, and it's a big if you're right that this has been going on for a year, how the hell has it been allowed to go on for a year?
Stephen, I remember my father says to me, "I used to be a pharmacist owner." In the area of Twymery, well, not name is
Stop! No. Michael in Dunmurry. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Yes, listen, I back up everything those gentlemen have said. I thought at first it was in my car. I drive a taxi.
Yes.
I thought somebody had spilled something in my car. No, I mean, do you ever walk into a room that has been lying damp for a long time with the windows and doors shut?
Yes.
That's exactly the smell. It's a little mildew smell. And I thought
all over pole glass.
I tell you where it's mainly, it seems to be. My daughter lives in Culloden right beside the Cuts, and I live in Upper Dunmarillion. I drive up and down to her house all the time.
Yes.
I can actually smell it in Upper Dunmarillion. Sometimes it's not as strong. It seems to be mainly centered around the Cuts. And that's an industrial area. It seems to be, that's the epicenter of it. And believe me, it is an awful smell. It's not totally unbearable. It's unpleasant.
Yeah, Fiona Riceman says, I live in Lagmore. It smells like damp clothes. It's absolutely disgusting. Every day you can smell it.
Exactly.
So I want to go back. I want to go back to Belfast City Council and say, this ongoing investigation, how long has it been ongoing for? Has the smell team smelt it when they say they've been investigating this? Have they gone out? Have they smelt it? What is it? Have they identified what it is? We've got a few politicians working around there, James, and Twinbrook and Lagmore and Poleglass. Have any of them come up with anything?
Some of the local councillors, I believe, have been on to it and have been working with it. Like, I mean, that gentleman lives out in Dimmery Lane, Cleeton. Someone there from Lagmore, my father lives in Summerhill, which is slap bang in the middle of them other two who are further afield than where my father is. My father would live closer to where we believe it's coming from than any of them other gentlemen. Now, I says that I believe, I don't know what the remit of the public health agency has within this, but I believe that they need to get involved in it because we don't know what's within that air, Stephen.
Yeah.
We don't know what effects that is having on people, vulnerable people within the community.
And we need to be careful, don't we? In that we don't know. So we,
no, we
don't know. But what you're doing is but what you're doing, and it's fair enough, you're raising a legitimate concern and you're saying you want to know what it is.
And we want to know what's going to be done about it because the people within that area, and my father's not well himself, people within that area can't keep up to that, Stephen. Not that we get bright, sunny weather any time, but if they want to leave their doors open or if they want to open their window to get a bit of fresh air, they're not going to get that. They're going to get a smell of damp, wet socks. That's what they're going to get. And it's not fair.
Damp, wet socks?
Yes, I'm telling you, Stephen, and I know this sounds absolutely terrible of what you're speaking about this morning, but I'm telling you, Stephen, it's that bad that, it needs more than just the City Council investigating it. You know what I mean? Because I don't know what remits they really have.
Have any of you complained to the council?
Yes. Yes.
And what have they told you?
No problem. We'll note it down. What time was the smell there at?
What do you mean, what time's the smell there at?
Stephen, this is not a joke.
What time is the smell there at?
So the smell is, like that guy says, you can smell it more probably at night time into the morning. I mean, I drove up this morning and it was absolutely disgusting. You know, and it's the...
I wonder, could we get some people... Look, the reach of this show's massive, right? I wonder, could we get some people who are in Twinbrook, in Lagmore now, to ring us. If you're in the car or whatever, pull over, wind down the window, ring us and describe the smell. So you tell me they could feel it now?
I'm sure they could. I know it smell. You could smell the smell in the Summerhill area this morning. But, Stephen, you know, I feel that it's a major concern. And I'm not trying to scaremonger, and I'm really not, but I believe that it's a major concern because if the factory Montupet is saying it's not coming from Nemans, it's coming from somewhere, there's a chemical of some sort being released within
the area.
Well,
now, hold on. Here you are. You see, you'll see what I'm doing. Yes, but we need to wait and see, don't we?
Right.
But,
well, what else could it be if it's not a chemical of some sort then? What else? You tell me what else it could be.
I think that's a legitimate question.
Do you know what I mean? You know, I'm not trying to accuse. I'm literally saying, what else could it be? If it's not a chemical of some sort, what else could it be? It's not fart spray, Stephen. It's not that stuff you get in the joke shop.
Does it smell like that?
No, it doesn't. It smells worse. You actually smell through your air conditioning. That's how bad it is. You open your car door and you get a stomach wrench with a smell once you breathe it in.
Could it be sewers?
No, it's not sewers.
So it doesn't,
you know,
smell like...
smell. No, you know a sewage smell.
So what is it?
I don't know. Maybe one of the councillors will be able to tell us a lot more. I don't know. Maybe if one of them are available, they can speak and maybe be able to update us a wee bit more than what it is and
George,
what we know.
George and the Shankles called us with this. Morning, George.
Morning, Stephen. I was just thinking, you're supposed to go home to watch a film at 12 o'clock instead of going to Twinbrook. Like,
no, I got the Twinbrook. Is there anywhere, I've sausage rolls in my mind. Is there anywhere in Twinbrook or Pole Glass that sells nice sausage rolls, James?
I'm sure there's plenty of places.
Well, can you name it?
No.
Have you smelt this, George? George, could you George, could you drive into Pole Glass for me and smell it?
I'll be up in Dunmurry in about an hour. I'll try it.
Well, that's too late, for goodness sake.
But listen, what I rang in for is, you could maybe get to the bottom of this very, very quick. Put your top team on it there, and I'm sure Vincent there, if you could send him up, he could set up for the night. And even here's an idea. All them girls, them ladies he's made the TV programme with, I'm sure they'll all want back into the media again. So Vinny and all them girls are the TV show.
Send them all up.
In the car. Yes, send all. I'm sure they'll all be up for it, every one of them. So I'll ride up and
have you smelt it? Have you been in that area?
I'm in that area, but I'm in it during the day, Stephen. So
have you smelt it?
No. But yes, again, the guy says you can't smell it during the day. But how long has it been there for?
Well, he's not saying you can't smell it during the day.
I mean, this smell has been going on, this damp smell has been going on for well over a year, but there's always been some kind of smell from the industrial area of where the Summerhill Twinbrook area is, and it's just on a blowy day you may get it up and you may smell it away up in Lagmore, Mount Eagles, that sort of the Murray direction or Fleeton. But you know, once you drive down that Creighton Road or the four laner or whatever anyone wants to call it, you know, you'll get hit with the smell straight away, and it's just typical. That four laner separates the industrial estates, the estates where people live, the residential estates, you know, and that's where it seems to be more poignant, and that's where.
Now here's Jimmy. Jimmy's suggesting that this is going beyond Pole Glass. Morning, Jimmy.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, I actually live just on up towards Lambeg area, and I've been smelling it for weeks as well. And just as what the blokes are saying, you still hear me? Yeah.
Yes, I can.
Yeah. I just saying more blokes are saying it just smells like something really, really damp, or you know, some sort of damp clothes, like dirty washing or something. And in fact, like me and my wife, we checked the car, we checked inside the house, and then the smell would just disappear. But what I've noticed, because I'd be up and down that Creighton Road quite a lot, you know, at all various different times, there is a point in the road, it's almost around where the break between Turmeric and Thinkerim is, and it seems to be particularly strong around there. Now, another thing too, and this may be totally off the mark.
This is not funny, as in we need the council to tell us if so many of you are worried about this. This is about public confidence, isn't it?
And the thing about it is, Stephen, too,
we need the council to tell us what they think this is.
When you're driving along that Creighton Road, it's like a wall of a smell. You could describe it like that. You drive into it, you go, wow, and then it's gone. Now, another thing too, and this may be totally off the mark, but I remember as a kid, you see that I was still called the New Road, but I remember as a kid, there was a big portion of that road built over a substantial amount of bogland. And I wonder, has that got something to do with it? Maybe too.
See, Stephen, I'm not off my trolley.
No, the bloke's right. Anybody drives along that road, it's like a massive width of it. Now, because I live further up the road from it, I only get it every now and again, but when it comes, it stays in the area for hours.
And it's not fair, Stephen. It's not fair
to the
people who live in the area. It's not fair to the people that pay the rates to the council, substantial amounts of money, you know, for different things. It's not fair to the taxpayer and the national insurance person who is paying all the sorts of money in their working life to come home to a rotten smell. You know, they want to come home, relax, chill out, have a beer,
absolutely,
open the window if they want, go out the back and have a smoke.
Absolutely.
You know, people within that area, and Fowler Feed, Seymour Hill, that guy, De Murray, the gang, Lambeg, you know, it's not fair.
Right. Well, look, you know that I have stopped you from speculating, all right? However, here's what is legitimate. There's clearly, from the volume of calls that we're getting into the programme, there is clearly a problem. And it is absolutely fair for any of you living in that area experiencing that to be, you know, it's fair comment for some of you to say, well, you're worried that it might be a chemical, it might be something that might affect your health.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm saying is we have no evidence that it does affect your health, but it is a completely legitimate question to ask Belfast City Council this morning, can they assure the public that there is no health risk whatsoever associated with this smell. Have they got to that stage? Now, labour the point, there is no evidence to suggest that there's any health risk. However, you know, it's common sense that you're going to think to yourself, what is that pungent smell? And is that in any way creating any danger if it's in the air? So we will go now with 5 minutes left of the programme, and we'll see if we can get anybody in the council to issue any type of reassurance around that. And if our programme ends, watch our Twitter feed today at Stephen Nolan. At Stephen Nolan on Twitter. Stephen in Belfast. Morning, Stephen. Morning, Stephen.
Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, hello, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Yes, Stephen. I've been kind of concerned about that smell for a few years. I live up on the hills above the sites. I always assumed it came from Montupe, because whenever I drove over the hills down into the Dunmurry area, it got really pungent when there was no wind. But within the past 6 months, when a southwest wind blows my direction from the Montupe site, it's really pungent. And it's got really, really strong. It's a chemical smell. I'm convinced it's chemical.
Well, the Montupe statement in itself is interesting, because when they've told the Nolan Show they don't believe the smell is coming from them, right?
Yeah.
But then they say in the second half of their statement, so they say, we don't believe the smell's coming from us, right? But then they say, we are working with Belfast and Lisburn and Castlereagh councils to find the source of the smell. So if it's nothing to do with them,
why would they work with them?
Why would they be working with these councils to find the source? You know, they're not council officials.
Yeah. I can almost target that smell coming from that area, Stephen, when there's no wind. You come over the hills down into that, you can almost like a... not a great sense of smell, but, you know, I'm targeted towards the Montupe site. My wife, my daughter, both my daughters, they've both been diagnosed with asthma within the past year, and that's when it's been getting really pungent. And I don't know if there's any sort of connection to it, but...
Well, and we've no evidence that there is, but this is what's going to happen now. Unless someone from an official body comes out and says, look, we've identified it, we know what it is, here's the reassurance... then lots of you are going to be speculating, because human nature. Stephen, well, Montupe telling us that they do not believe the smell is coming from them. Well, James, you started this all off, and now it's a big story. It's now a big story. This is a serious story, and we'll follow it up for tomorrow morning, and we'll be seeking a reassurance from Belfast City Council about the health concerns that some of our callers have been bringing on air today. We have no evidence that there is any thing to worry about, but we have nothing
to the contrary.
But you're wanting reassurance, right, James?
Yeah, 100%, Stephen. Reassurance for people in that area, you know, right. More so, right. Me and Father.
Give us 24 hours. We'll be back in the morning.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.